Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Mike McMullen, president of the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce. And the fall is upon us and we are closing in on Thanksgiving. And that means is, you know, Christmas shopping, keep it local, stay away from Amazon whenever you can. You've heard the spiel. Buy some gift cards to local restaurants, local retail here in Carroll. You can find 675 of our members by going to carrollcountychamber.org. Right there on our website. And Thanksgiving is also a time where we want to think about giving back and giving thanks for all that we have. So I am very thankful to WTTR for letting me come to you every Sunday morning with this little show. And I'm very thankful also to have one of our most outstanding members because they partner with us on all kinds of things. And I have with me today, Mr. Steve Wance, Executive Director of Institutional Advancement at the College Foundation at Carroll Community College. And that's a mouthful, but Steve, good morning.
Hey, Mike, good morning. Thanks for having me on your show this morning.
Well, when you mentioned to me what you guys have got planned for Giving Tuesday, I thought, hey, let's bring you on. Let's talk about it. And we're going to talk about that. But before we get to that, maybe you could tell me if there's any cool stuff going on over at the community college these days, anything new, anything happening that you'd like to share.
Sure. No, that's fantastic. I appreciate that. I think we're pretty fortunate right now that most of our students have returned to campus and are taking their classes live and in person. And much of what we expected in the past as being normal has returned to us. And so we're really glad to have that. We still have many students that for various reasons want to either take virtual or hybrid options. And thanks to COVID, you look for the positive in everything, right?
Sure.
Thanks to COVID, we now have so many more opportunities to deliver classes to our students, both in virtual and hybrid settings. So, one of the things I always come back to is our soccer and cross country teams. We're back out this fall. And, that was a change obviously from last year. So, not just a small glimpse of something that has been normal here on campus. So we're looking forward to, continuing the energy and the excitement. We've got a lot of new technology initiatives that are going on within the college, and our foundation is certainly really happy to be a part of those things to allow our students to be availed of some of the best technology that you can be educated and trained on. So, yeah, it's all looking up. So we're thankful for that.
Well, Steve, that's very, very cool. And I've told everybody how impressed I am with what you guys do over there at the actual college. And I know that we've been happy through the chamber to support and sponsor some of the things that you do there as well. And for anyone who does not know what happens at that amazing community college, they need to get over there and take a peek and find you guys online. What's your website there again? That people
www.carrollcc.edu.
Perfect. All right, Thanksgiving's upon us now. Let's talk a little bit about Giving Tuesday. And for those who might not be familiar with what that is, tell me a little bit about your understanding about what is Giving Tuesday.
Sure. You know, it's interesting, Mike, because it's a pretty recent a phenomenon. So Giving Tuesday's origins only go back to 2012. Huh. And very simply put, it was an idea for people to just do something good. And as you said earlier, this is the time of year when we're thinking about Thanksgiving and things for which we're each thankful for. And so they set aside this day. It's always on the Tuesday after Black Friday. And it's just a gentle reminder, I think, to us as, you're focused so much on Black Friday and that weekend on what you're going to give to others for the holidays. And, this is just a general reminder that says we need to be generous in what we do to help those that maybe are not in quite as fortunate a position as each of us are right now. And so that's really how it came to be. And it's just really taken off that, folks can put their mind after they've done their shopping, put their mind toward giving to others and helping others. So.
I think that's amazing. And you know, it always reminds me at this time of the year, especially, one of the stories that I love the most is A Christmas Carol by Dickens. And Ebenezer Scrooge, who wouldn't give anything to anybody, and then his heart was changed and he wanted to give it all away. And there's a good feeling when you can help others. And this is, as you said, a great time of the year to do it. So what is motivating Carroll Community College to participate this year the way that you guys are?
Yeah, that's, you know, I think, again, one of those things that we've witnessed over the last 20 months. I've seen students at really their most vulnerable places and challenged by things that, you know, you just never want to see people hurt by. We've had students who have lost a loved one because of COVID. We've had, and in many cases, or in some cases, it was the primary income provider to their household. And so, boy, talk about a challenge.
Now
I've lost a parent and I now don't have money for college. So, you know, I've seen that. I've seen people lose their jobs and say, well, you know, now I'm choosing between buying food and buying books. And so that really motivated us to say, we just have such a powerful message that we believe impacts the lives of so many people throughout this county. You know, over 150,000 people have chosen Carroll Community College for some part of their educational training or educational post-secondary education training. So, you know, for us, it's just, again, it seemed like a no-brainer that we should participate and just tell our story to folks. Tell them what an impact it is that we make and just ask if they would consider just reaching out and helping a student this year.
Well, Steve, real fast, those who are listening now on WTTR or who may hear this on our website after the fact, what specific areas of need are you maybe going to be asking for some help with?
Yeah, absolutely. We've identified a number of things. And when you go to our website, you'll see suggested small dollar amounts. And again, you know, this is a checkbook gift. This is not a major gift. This isn't having to make a tough choice between, you know, a large charitable donation. This is kind of a checkbook gift. If you've got $25 or $50 or $100 that you can spare, here's a great way to do it. So, technology has become just even more present in our lives over the last 20 months. And so we're going to invite people to help us. We've got lots of students that do not have the ability to afford their own computer. And, you know, if they get quarantined for any reason, they can't participate in their education. So helping a student with a laptop computer is one. And actually for technology donations, we have two parallel matching grants that are running right now. So as someone who gives us a dollar toward technology becomes $3 for our college. And that's just a win-win for everybody. Mm-hmm. Food locker is important. We've got students, as I said earlier, who are choosing between food on the table and buying a textbook or paying for a class. You know, this past semester, we've had more students that have had breakdowns in their transportation mode to the college. And that's really, to me, it's heartbreaking that, you know, a student really loses their sense of security when they're not sure that they have a ride home. And, you know, I talk about being distracted from life. Boy, that's a tough one. And so we've got, again, just a small little transportation fund set up within our student emergency assistance for our students. Scholarships for books is always needed. We found students sharing books at the start of the pandemic. And once the students were quarantined in separate locations, one of the two couldn't continue school. Mm-hmm. So our foundation reached out and bought books for those students to make it possible because nobody should have to quit school for that reason. No. And then our athletics program is just an ever-growing one. And same thing here. I just don't ever want to see a student say, I'd love to play on the soccer team, but I can't because I can't afford the fees that are attached to it. So those are just a few examples of things that, that we will be seeking support for on Giving Tuesday. And we're going to be doing some fun kind of mini events. So I would just encourage people to look us up on Facebook or Instagram, whatever their preferred social media venue might be, or to go to our website and find the event, because we're going to have lots of fun events that will just be a blast for people to watch and participate with us. And in the meantime, hopefully consider making a gift as well.
I think that's great. In case you just now tuned in, we're actually kind of nearing the end of the show. I'm talking to Mr. Steve Wance, Executive Director, Office of Institutional Advancement and College Foundation at Carroll Community College. And we're talking a little bit about great plans they've got on Giving Tuesday, which will be November 30th this year. And Steve, as we're kind of winding down, I want to come back and have you give me just the information overall real fast again, time and everything and where you're going to have the event. But can you tell me in like a minute or so, you guys do something really amazing there called Starry Night. And sure. Is there any kind of an update you can give me on that?
Starry Night is going to take place on our campus on Friday, December the 3rd. It's an in-person event. It's our annual gala. It's our largest fundraising event each year. And we actually have our entertainment, which we're pretty well known for with this event. Our entertainment is actually an individual with ties to Carroll County, followed by the name of Max Major. If you go out on Google and look him up, he was on America's Got Talent, finished as a semifinalist. We're going to couple that along with great food from San Tony's, beautiful decor from Blossom and Basket Boutique, and it's going to be a great night. And the best part is the money we raise helps people that live right here in Carroll County to continue to pursue their dream of getting an education. And my goal is to make those dreams a reality for folks.
Well, you guys do that every year, and I'll tell you, the place looks amazing whenever you do it. So listen, we've got 1 minute left. Can you give me the 60-second recap about Giving Tuesday?
Sure. Giving Tuesday, we will be having live events throughout the day on social media, as well as on our website. We've got a lot of critical needs that we would love for folks in the community to consider supporting that are all going to be spelled out there. Come alongside us. We've got some corporations that are helping to match money. It's going to be a fun way to really generate interest. Apple Plumbing, Barnes Bollinger, our Planned Giving Advisory Council, Steve Aquino, Dennis Twigg, Shannon Hammond, Brian Wolf, Joe Weichel are all coming alongside us in this. Brett Merson and the Merson team are putting some challenge grants out there. And this is a great way for us to just make sure that we can keep those folks who are most vulnerable right now and to keep them in college, keep their future plans on target. And, I've just asked the community to come alongside us and help us to turn those hopes and dreams into realities. And
Steve, thank you so much, Steve. I really appreciate that. What's the website again?
If they go to carolcc.edu and follow the donor button, or they can go to Facebook and find the Carroll Community College Foundation, and everything will be spelled out there as well.
Thank you so much, sir. I really appreciate it, okay?
You bet. Thanks, Mike.
All right, and if you just now tuned in and missed the show, never fear. It'll be up on our website tomorrow. Go to carrollcountychamber.org. If you can also call us at 410-848-9050. Or if you happen to be strolling around beautiful downtown Westminster, maybe stopping off at Julia Nova's Italian Grocery to get one of his amazing hoagies. We're right next door at 9 East Main Street. So thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day. Give back at this time of the year and really consider getting involved with Carroll Community College and their Giving Tuesday. And God bless.